how do I get my husband to stop dwelling on the past and move into the future?
Well, I would have liked to have thought that that question would have been answered extensively in your previous marriage fitness program. By the fact that you're asking, you either feel that the question wasn't answered, or you feel it was answered, but you're still suffering with the problem. I'm not sure which. But I don't know what to do other than to refer you to the parts of the program where I do address that. There are a few of them. I'll just bullet point them. Number one is the whole how to apologize effectively exercise is an important piece of the answer to that question. Secondly, there's a part of the program where I talk about, I don't have kind of a title for this, so I have to take a moment to describe it, but I talk about how people have a hard time getting over the past and forgiving and letting go because it's not really in the past. In other words, whatever happened is sort of still happening in a way that's keeping that wound open and fresh. And so very often, the Stephanie in the story is desperate for her husband to let go of the past and move forward. The irony is that sometimes she hasn't really done what's necessary to help her husband feel that what happened in the past is done, it is over, and that dynamic or that mistake or that error or that insensitivity or whatever it is fixed, it's healed, it doesn't work like that with us anymore. I'm not that kind of woman anymore. We don't have that dynamic anymore. So very often it stays fresh. And the Stephanie in the story is claiming that he's been holding on to this for 10 years. How do I let him go? But it's not only that it happened 10 years ago. It's that there's a spark or a taste of that experience that occurred 10 years ago that lingers. It continues to exist in the behavior or the behavior of this one spouse or in the dynamics between the two of them. And so the one who's trying to get past the past can't do it because they still feel vulnerable. They still feel like that wound is being scratched, not 10 years ago, but here today. So anyway, there's a whole section of the program where I talk about that and the importance of really addressing the things that occurred in the past, not addressing them like in discussion in the past, but understanding the behaviors that caused them and making sure that you've established new patterns of behavior that demonstrate that that's in the past. So I would say that those are two. And then one more I'll mention. Again, this is nothing new. But the other thing is that people have a hard time very often letting go of the past, because there's not the positive, wonderful experience in the present that's replacing it. The past doesn't feel old because you haven't replaced that past with a new, positive, exhilarating, passionate, exciting experience. And once you do that, and you do that consistently, then whatever happened in the past really feels old, feels irrelevant. And so in many ways, I know you all probably hate when I say this, but I can't resist because sometimes it's just true. You know, in many ways, the whole program is an answer to your question.